So look at that face.
Yes.
All right, so we're finally live. What's up, y'all? Welcome to the light bulb moment.
Whoop-de-whoop!
Hey, this is a much better picture, isn't it?
Because it ain't got no damn microphone
right,
in the way.
Right. Oh, wow. It's crazy how just changing a little bit of stuff and make it so much better. I almost feel like we're like for real live.
We need to wait till the quality of the camera get better so you can see all the blemishes on the face.
I know, right? So our faces can be nice and clear and not clear at the same time.
Right.
Can't wait for that.
We recording too?
Yeah.
Oh,
we go live, okay? But today we're talking about energy.
We didn't even introduce ourselves.
Oh, I mean, they know who he is. I'm Deshaun. That's Asania.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's why you said thank you, like I just yelled at you like I'm your mama or something. Because
you rushed it.
Say thank you.
Right, because I want to introduce myself.
But it's
because of no judgment over here.
Right. We're talking about the transferring of energy. I feel like it's a better way to say that.
Yeah, because you said that with horrible energy.
But go ahead and say it.
Today we're going to be discussing the transfers of energy between individuals.
Right.
And
energy
how to be more aware of your personal energy in your personal space.
Right.
More aware of the energy in your external space.
Right.
And how to handle these situations when you're confronted with abundance of positive energy or negative energy.
Right. So
in energy, we are talking about, I don't know, I can't take it. Yeah.
It's cool. Yeah. I'll take over.
Yeah, you can do that.
But so
I just had to show you I could do that shit, son.
What happened with me is last night I had a great I didn't have a great night, but I had a good night. You know, I went into work and it was a real regular shift. And I was cool because at this point in my life I just kind of take things for what they are. And my energy, my vibe was cool. One of my coworkers had a really bad night. You know, towards the end of the night, she's complaining all over the place.
Bitch.
Complaining.
Bitching.
You know, and it's like I feel it from across the room. It's like, because it's like I hear it.
Yeah, man.
There's a tornado over there. It's headed my direction. I feel it. So I just kind of stay busy. I'm moving around to try to stay on this person's path. However, this person still finds me and starts complaining. And, you know, at first, the first time when she approached me with her complaints, I'm still in a good mood. I'm just like, yeah, I get it. Because, you know, you don't want to come off as like, I don't give a fuck about what you're talking about.
Why not?
Because I just feel like that's rude. Is that not rude?
Is it not rude for her to bombard you with her negative ass energy, to discharge it and displace it?
But I feel like that would be rude if she did it intentionally.
Okay.
No,
you're good. But you're good.
But I felt like, you know, so I was like, oh, you know, that's horrible. Saying my little, you know, things to say when a person is feeling some type of way about a night. And then she came to me like three more times. By that third time, it's like I became her. I swear I became her.
Yeah.
It's like if it was a cartoon, my head would turn into her head and I would like look just like her. Because the energy was inside of me. And I pulled from my entire good night this one bad guest that I had that I wasn't even mad at when he was acting up at the moment. Like, I didn't even care. I just like, whatever. I'm doing good everywhere else. But for some reason, I pulled that one experience from the whole night.
Polarized it compared to everything else.
Polarized it, exaggerated it, made it seem like it ruined my night when it wasn't even a factor in my night. And her energy really just took over me.
Infected. It's infectious.
And it's almost like I stepped outside of myself and saw myself getting upset or getting excited. And it's like, oh my God, I let it happen.
You know why you're able to step outside of yourself?
Because I meditate.
Oh, my God, boy.
So,
skadoosh.
And I say all that to say that energy is real.
That was the best opener ever. That was like when you watch a movie and they give you the first 3 minute clips to open you up and get you ready for the movie.
Right.
And then it's like boom. Light bulb moment.
Or anything like for real. Like it's real, real. Like,
that's real spit though.
Yeah.
But energy, man, if we don't put a lot of emphasis in it, we don't talk about it. It's not a discussion we bring up, especially how like how you said earlier, maybe she wasn't being rude because she wasn't intentionally discharging it because she didn't realize that's right. what she was doing. It. We don't realize that, right? Because,
I mean, we're all that person.
Right.
Sometimes.
And I don't understand why people can't fathom or grasp the idea of exchanging energy when it exists. Like, we have electrical currents. I think we discussed this in an older podcast, the electrical currents that flow through us. Electricity is what charges our body. So why can't you take that same electrical current and actually displace it or discharge it or disperse it into somebody else, man? Like, why is that such a hard concept to fathom?
But you know what? When you're not aware of, you know, your energy and not aware of what exactly you're doing with your energy, you're not thinking about all that. You're just like, I need to vent. I need to get this out. Like,
100%.
Matter of fact, you're not even thinking. At that point, she just kept replaying the incidents in her head. Right, and it just started upset, to come out. Exactly.
She was upset.
She's not saying, I need to get this out. She's saying, fuck this bitch who was at table 50 because she kept sending all this stuff back. And
right.
they kept asking about this sweet tea, this goddamn tea. They sent the tea back. They sent the chicken back. They said the drinks was weak. Like, she was just going like.
And every time she did this and she did that, that was another boom
right.
of negativity that just went out in the universe right. around her space. Boom, that was another one. And then even if you're not directly interacting with her, just being in her space, it's like, boom, you're being contaminated right. with her charge.
Almost like a sonic boom.
That's exactly what all supernova would be.
Something
explode.
So, yeah, explode. One of my other coworkers came up and said, did you console her? I was like, you know, I was trying to at the same time trying not to, but you know, I don't want to come off like I don't care, but you know, it's very unfortunate. I don't know, but yeah, energy is real.
It's 100% the same way. So now we want to look at how do you focus on and be aware of your own energy in your own space. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, right, because we've all had really bad nights at work.
So let's talk about the negative side versus, because it's always easy. When shit is going good, it's always easy to be aware.
Right, exactly, because I had a good night. So it's like, I could sit up here and talk shit because I had a good night. I wasn't in her place. But sometimes I am. And
but she was angry.
She wasn't
angry. Even within her rage, she still wasn't paying attention to the energy that she got or the vibes that she was giving off and the type of energy. She didn't realize the vibrations that she was giving off to other, that she gave off to other people around her.
Right.
And that is something that I think we need to be more aware of. Say, for instance, like I've seen this thing where when I call my mom and we have a conversation, oh, my mom will call me enraged about something. She'll pass it on to me. Oh, no, flip that. I'm enraged. I'll call her. I pass my rage on to her. And then the next thing you know, she was in a good mood, but now she's enraged about whatever was bothering her through the day. So now we're ping-ponging the rage back and forth through the conversation, pointing out different issues that we had throughout the day. And by the time it was over with, I'm not completely discharged of all the anger or whatever the energy that I'm giving off. Mm-hmm. But now she's vibrating on that frequency I want. So I've contaminated her more than she's healed me.
I understand.
And when she gets off the phone, now she's like,
right.
Even to the point where about a week ago, I was headed to Stone Mountain with a friend of mine, and we're on the way there, and someone, she gets a phone call, and the phone call starts off, as soon as she answers, there's no hello, how are you doing, are you busy, anything, it was straight up, girl, I swam by the motherfucking ditch, and while I'm riding, I'm like, ooh, like I felt it, because we had already kind of zoned out, found our center, we was in a real chill space. And it was like, woo, but I couldn't say anything because it was her friend. Now I use my ability, as I like to call it, say, yo, this is killing our vibe. Let's just shut it down. But I couldn't tell her to hang up on her friend, and then the phone kind of disconnected shortly afterwards. Mm-hmm. And it disappeared. And it's like, yo, don't respond to that. Like, did you feel that? Right. My friend felt it too. But the girl wasn't aware that she was like, I'm gonna throw all my shit on you and right. throw off your whole vibe and all your shit.
Right. I think you're always gonna get bad vibes throughout your life. I think it's all about how you handle it. And you're always gonna give bad vibes. Cause I remember one time I was thinking, I was like, well, maybe I should just stop talking to so-and-so because they give me a bad vibe. But other times the people who you think give you a good vibe also be giving you bad vibes too. So I think right. you have to learn how to handle vibes when they come to you. And one way is through meditation.
Right.
I think becoming more aware of the fact that that certain person always have bad vibes. One thing I do, I talked to a friend today, small doses with some people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm serious. Dosage is very important.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't saying cut somebody off. I'm not saying stop talking to people.
Start dwindling down how much
exactly
you entertain them. Start
exactly
drawing back a little bit. And what's crazy is if you do it enough, eventually they'll disappear themselves.
Right, because I can't do coke every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people can do coke every. I can't do coke every day. I can only do coke like maybe once a week. You know what I'm saying? Some people can only drink like once a week. I think your dosage is everything when it comes to people. I'm serious. I'm dead ass. So that's how you handle vibes. I am
can't do coke every day.
It's just too like a turn up friend.
So basically, negative energy is like a bunch of coke. You can do a little bit, but
because you can't always be positive, because you need a balance. You need a balance, and you need to be realistic.
So a little bit of coke is good here today.
I mean. A little bit of coke, like once a week, is not bad. A little bit of, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, well, let's not say coke. A little, some
late.
Drinking.
It's too late. It's coke. I'm not gonna drink cocaine.
All I'm saying is your dosage. Dosage is everything.
And an extremely, extremely negative, horrible, angry energy is like crack.
Right. But you gonna have to be an ear to your friend. You know what I'm saying? Like your mama or somebody gonna call you, and they gonna have some negative shit to say to you. So that's why I say you can't avoid it altogether, but it is very, very smart
to be aware of it. Yeah. But also be aware of your own energies. That's because I know we're talking about being aware of self.
Right.
First thing first is be aware of how you feel. If you're in a space where everything is good and you're really vibing and you know somebody's about to call you and bombard you with that, you have the right not to respond to them.
Use your rights.
Well, that's on the positive side. On the negative side, if you feel like you have a lot of something that's agitating you, think twice before you go out to the world and start giving it to the world. Figure out how to come to some resolve with yourself. Like Lexi was saying earlier, like take some time to figure out why it's a trigger. Why is it bothering you? Why is this carrying so much weight before you automatically start giving it to the rest of the world? Or even start with a therapist to see if they can help you get to that point. And then eventually start doing more self-awareness acts where you just pay attention, not even about meditating, but just be still. Reflect on what you did today, how you went, are you breathing in some silent ass area or something.
Right.
But you need to be paying attention to how you feel, whether you're up or you're down, pay attention to how you feel, and then be careful of how you are interacting, whether it be in a physical manner or a conversation. Like, just be aware, like, okay, I'm in this bad space and I'm giving off this vibe. People around me are not gonna necessarily respond to me a certain way. So let me be more cognitive of how I handle people.
I know. For myself, a lot of times, you know all that, you still be giving bad vibes. You know, sometimes you just want to be immature and give a bad vibe.
I mean, if that's the case, then you just want to go out and contaminate some motherfuckers with some negativity, then recognize what you're doing and the karmatic energy and the shit that you're going to get back. Like, some crazy negative shit is probably going to happen to you. But then,
like, I'm going to hold all that, but I still want to piss people off.
Yeah, but if that's what you want, and that's what you want, I can respect your gangster.
Right, exactly.
Because I know some Geminis that ain't be on that shit. Like, 1 minute they're good, but when they feel like being devils.
I know some of every sign that's on that. Okay. Not just Gemini.
Serious and real shit.
But, yeah, energy is very.
So that's the internal. So being more aware of the external.
About the energy that you're projecting out to
you know, that people
else, that they're
are projecting off and you might receive.
Right.
Like, that is the second thing of being of awareness. Because this is being more aware. You got to be aware of your internal and your external. So I think. Once you get the internal down, it's easier to pick up on negative external vibes. When you're in a negative space, you don't pay attention to that shit.
Another thing that helps, especially at work, when you get to know your coworkers, you kind of already have an idea, because I already kind of know the vibe this person gives anyway. So when you already know a person's vibe, you already have an idea of who these people are. You can kind of handle them before handling them. You know what I'm saying? You can kind of already be like, I already know they about to complain because they complain every night. So let me go ahead and get myself ready just in case they come to me.
Isolate that nigga.
Exactly. So you can kind of start taking action before you can
compartmentalize. Exactly. Like, bitch, okay, I see what you're giving. You know what? Walking in the room and assessing the situation, being silent for a few minutes, and he's like, did you ever notice motherfuckers get to work and the first thing they do when they get to work is everybody will start greeting you, tapping off, shaking hands, dap. And every time you do this, you just picked up on somebody else's vibe, somebody else's energy. So as soon as you walk in the vicinity, before you got comfortable and you got rooted in what you want to do, you already got a bunch of people bombarding you with their shit already. Right. Especially in the service industry.
Right. And we also throw our shit on people too.
Right.
Right.
But that's why I come in and try to get centered and get zen before I go in any space now. Before I go anywhere, I try to. So I'm aware of what I'm giving off to people.
Right.
That's like when I go to. I like one of the things I do just so I can get people in a decent space. I ask them how they're doing today. That changes the entire mood with somebody. And then that helps me control my environment around me. Because now I got this person in a good space and they're going to be more aware of what I need. So say I need something in Dollar Tree or something. Mm-hmm. How are you doing today? Good. You have a good day? Yep. Can I ask you for something? Sure. Because they're like, yeah, I'm good. Thank you for asking. So that's me being aware of the external. And if she looks like she's in a bad mood, I need to crack that instead of coming and say, ma'am, miss, because I'm in my own shit and I'm dispersing my shit on that. And then she's in a bad mood and then wham, and now we're colliding.
So one way is to take control of the situation.
Take control and just take a second to assess your environment. Like breathe and just slow down and be aware. Remember how you know in the movies when the background is moving real fast, but the foreground is moving slow and the person can kind of see all the chaos going around them. Just kind of slow down. Like, after a while, that should have happened. Like, my user, you said, because of your space, you were able to go slow enough to see, like, oh, I see the shit coming at me. I can sense it.
It's coming. It's coming.
Yeah.
Take cover. Take cover.
And why did you say, and you said, because of meditation?
Yeah. Meditation helps. It does. For real, for real. Because I think the only reason I was able to step outside of myself like that, even while I was excited, is because of meditation.
Right.
No, I saw it because of meditation. Even afterwards, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I was tripping. I was tripping hard. I've had a lot of those experiences. But again, it's because you're slowing down and you're starting to become more aware of yourself and the environment around you. And that third eye and everything else. I ain't even trying to go all super spiritual. It's just you become more aware of shit, bro.
Ain't even that deep, you know what I'm saying? Dude?
So how do you handle it once you're aware? Like in a situation last night, what could you have done where you saw it, you're aware of it, even though you're aware of it, some kind of way this chick was still able to infect you?
I think I just have to have more control of myself. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't really control her.
Too sure.
But, you know, I felt like I was at a farm and I was letting cows out the gate or something. Like, you know, like, who let the dogs out or some shit like that? Because, you know how.
I don't know what you mean. I ain't got a damn
clue. Maybe I should do better. Okay, I felt like I was in control of myself and I was letting the bad part of me out of the cage. Right. But I witnessed myself opening the cage. Almost.
Man, you had complete self-awareness, man.
Exactly. So it's like, why would you do that when you know what you're doing?
Astral planning, but you were still aware of your astral plane. Like,
why are you doing that? You know what you're doing. It's not like you don't know. Now, other times you didn't know, but now you know. I oftentimes do things the wrong thing when I know it's the wrong thing. Because it's almost like you go through this experience. First, you didn't know it was wrong. Now you know it's wrong, but you don't do it. And that's where I'm at now. Like, sometimes I know things are wrong, but I still do them.
Yeah, because you're such a douchebag.
I'm just talking about little things like what happened last night. And then eventually I'm going to be on the other side and I'm going to be able to not even get excited, not even switch my mood up, still stay calm, still listen, be like, yeah, I get you. I feel you. I had a great night. Michelle, I understand. I hear you. I hear you. And not even exert bad energy, but more so give her good energy. Maybe I could have got her to calm down if I would have given her the right kind of energy.
The right positive energy. Right. Reinforce her negative energy with positive energy.
Right.
That helps. But you know how much, like, you got to really be in a good space because you got to be ready to, like, battle that. And then some people, you got to realize, like, okay, this is not working. Let me just. That's why I like Tai Chi, because it's like, all right. I'm just not working, so I'm not going to try to force mine on you. We just take yours and let it flow.
Because it's always a choice to give bad or good energy. in just about every situation.
Sometimes when it's bombarded, like when you get that phone call and somebody just hits you with it off top, that's a spot to be aware. And then as you take it, once you get off the phone and be aware that this person is hitting you with this, instead of you getting worked up, just take it all in and then go sit still and absorb it.
Right. And I'm not even talking
something
about
to release it.
So. Right. And not even, I know some people may say or think that it's fake to give good energy in a bad situation. So I want to make sure people aren't thinking that, I don't know. I'm going to say, hey, well, the sun is still shining. Some shit like that. Like,
no,
I definitely still want to give authentic energy, sincere energy.
And but, if you can't just fuck, like I said, just take it and like, just take listen. Listen, take what they have to do, but understand, don't absorb it. Don't let it become you. Don't let it affect your state of mind and how you're going to operate. You know what I'm saying? Like in our industry, when somebody comes up and say, man, people ain't tipping right today, man. The tips have been horrible. People are leaving me this. And it's like, okay, even if it is bad today, this is the industry. So just relax. And you're not the only person that's getting a bad tip. So I'll show them like my tip has been bad. But understand at the same time, an hour later, I'm going to get a tip like this. So instead of staying in that space and just being mad, like, relax. Because most of the time, the people in our industry are frustrated about the money is because they didn't need it. Because they miscalculated. You did. So
what else you get?
Right.
But yeah, there is a way to handle energy, a better way.
Oh, you said that so smooth.
That's how
I came with the finger. Yes, bitch. Yes. I haven't used it in a while. You can't be mad.
All right. So,
yes, bitch. Use the finger, bitch. Give life. Give life. Let them know you wasn't ready for it.
I wasn't ready for it at all.
I was talking about them, not you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I broke the voice back. I've already got to get out the mode. Hold on. Yeah, so.
you can't just like go to a whole different show and then come back like this you're show wasn't happening. You just went to 2-on-2 and shit. And then they'll come back to the Like That Moment podcast.
Bitch, stop throwing shade. Stop being a retractable owner. Stop being the tree.
The tree?
Because trees give shade.
Oh my Jesus.
All right, I guess that's the end. I think I was just kidding with him. He's mad as
they need to be slapped. But anyway, what was your light bulb moment?
I don't know.
But you know, sometimes your light bulb moment could be when you burst out in the laughter like that.
Oh, man. I'm still laughing at you because I haven't done it in a while. So you must say, okay, I'm done. All right, good folks.
Y'all see what I'm I did?
You ain't dealing with nothing. You ain't dealing with nothing because I haven't done it in a while. I've been respectful. My light bulb moment is, it's going to take a lot of work to get this podcast promoted. That's been my light bulb moment for the past week. Like, all right, I got my bubble to really get this shit going.
That's what's up. Damn, are we pulling light bulb moments from like a whole week?
I'm pulling light bulb moments from the last light bulb moment I had.
My light bulb moment is, well, I guess it happened last night. Is meditation actually works?
Oh shit! Yeah, yeah. Because I've been trying to get you to really stick with that shit for a year. No, it's been about a year, 6 months to a year since we really been pushing that shit. And you, in the beginning, you was hesitant. I tried. You do it every day, though.
I try to. Mm-hmm. I do it. I did it last night.
Yep.
I'm going to do it today.
I'm telling you, 5 minutes, man. 5 minutes. That's it. 5 minutes of being still and you be straight. And then start adding to it. Once you feel like 5 ain't enough, then do 10. And then from 10 to 15. And just keep adding up. And the next thing you know, you're sitting there for an hour just relaxing and zenning. And I promise you, you can see clearer now once the rain is gone. I don't want to say that the whole time.
I can see clearly now.
Well,
the rain is gone. But okay, y'all.
Thank y'all for checking in. It's been a light bulb moment.
Right, make sure y'all subscribe.
I'm Asamir, aka Awesomeer, aka Aussie Babe, aka Slum Loving, aka Ladies All Over the World. I don't know. I am Slum. aka Slim Thickness. Yeah.
I'm just Deshaun Duran, DeshaunDuran. Bye.
Peace out.